Jim Palahniuk. It was really neat to see how many people turned out. I think it was a solid, good turnout tonight. People were really engaged. Obviously, they're interested. They're very activist in terms of wanting to come in and really talk about issues. And that was exciting and fun to be able to really interact with people one-on-one and talk about issues that are important to them, that are obviously critical in their lives, and just be able to share thoughts and perspectives. So I think it's neat when you see a community that cares enough to come out and be engaged.
Anything to add that you'd like people to keep in mind?
Just simply to say thank you to the entire community. It's been really, really gracious. Everyone has treated me great, and I look forward to the decision. And any way it goes, you've got a great community here.
John Glasscock. My title is the interim city manager for the city. It's just an honor to be here and be a part of it. And I appreciate all the public that came out to see us. The council's most important function is hiring the city manager. And so it's an honor to be even selected to be a finalist.
What would be number one for you, first day on the job?
Oh, the first day on the job was back in November, really. And so it's getting the employees to feel valued again. That's one of the things that they told me, they didn't feel valued. And so that was number one on my priority list. The second thing was making sure the police department morale was going in the right direction and they felt valued as well. And overall, you know, the staff has treated me very well in this interim period, and I just appreciate that.
Ken Midkiff, I am chair of the Environment and Energy Commission of the City of Columbia and Boone County. You know, it boils down to, if you're looking at experience, one candidate has 30 years of experience and the other one has a few months. But, you know, both of them had good things to say about community policing and diversity, and the other questions answered. So, you know, you're kind of left with that choice. The only difference seemed to be experience.
Do you feel like we have two good choices as a city here?
Oh, yeah. It's too bad we can't have both.
Yeah, so my name is Brittany Hughes. I'm the regional organizer here in town for Missouri Faith Voices, and that's the capacity that I'm here in tonight. Yeah, so I think I came away with some pretty disappointing takes. I'm not super clear on where they are in their racial and class trajectory, what they're learning, and how they really hope to bring that to the work. And particularly here in the climate that we're in and talking about not just diversity or inclusion, but actual equity and like giving people the tools to make their own tables and not just sitting at ones that are predetermined or pre-built. How are we really moving towards a Columbia that does that? And who are we really thinking of when we say diversity, inclusion, and equity? And in my perception, we are not thinking about folks who look like me, black and brown folks. And I don't think we're thinking of folks who aren't middle or upper middle class here in town. If this was about transparency and fairness, and if the folks in the room were folks that have been part of this process from beginning to end, then I think it would have looked really different to have folks in the room be able to ask questions and really be able to engage in dialogue with folks this evening.
Chad McLaurin. I'm the treasurer of Race Matters Friends. I was very disappointed in the fact that they did not open the floor to questions. I realized that would probably drag this out indefinitely. But again, I think that's frustration because, you know, if this is pent up and people's voices are not being heard in a collective, then transparency isn't really being served. I think I'm looking for candidates personally that have a broader breadth of diversity or that are definitely more leaning towards a progressive mindset and trying to invest in some of our failing infrastructure. It's a huge one, and I understand that's not very sexy in terms of how we spend money, but it's also an obligation that we owe our citizens.
Do you feel like Race Friends Matters will be able to work with either or both of these candidates?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we have our idea of the ideal candidate, but I mean, no matter who the city manager is, we will be working with them in the best capacity we can.
Kisha Duncan. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good format. Diversity and inclusion in community policing, for sure, are always of utmost importance. I'm a black woman, and so that part of the community, the African-American community, is important to me, how we're treated, whether or not we are included and asked to the table to participate. And so having a diversity inclusion question, community policing question, that was good. I was pleased with that. Would like to hear a little bit more from each of them about how those relationships might be cultivated, really happen on more than a surface level, more than a tokenism level. So I wasn't unhappy or displeased with what I heard, but definitely anxious to hear more depth from both of them about that.
I'm Jonathan Sessions. Tonight I came being a lifelong citizen born and raised here in Columbia, Missouri, to see the candidates and see and just recognize the challenge that's before the city council. John is coming from that local known perspective, and then there's the candidate that Jim, who is the outsider who's coming in and maybe has some new ideas and some new experiences to share. And so that's actually a pretty similar situation that the school board went through. We had the internal candidate and the external candidate, and that can be a very challenging perspective and a very challenging decision to make. I know that this is one of the biggest struggles and hardest decisions that our city council is going to have to make. I think the process that the city council has gone through has been very much above board and very clear, and I appreciate the process that the consultants went through to include outside organizations that interact. Columbia Public School, I know that Chamber of Commerce, Columbia Public Schools, University of Missouri, the county, were all engaged by the consultants to have conversations about what's important to us and the relationships and how the relationships between those entities and the city of Columbia all work. And for that, I'm very glad. So I'm thankful that the city has approached it in such a manner, such an open and transparent process.